here we are. This is our first podcast. I am Max Labella. I'll introduce myself first because I'm vain like that. I live in Orlando. I work at a news station, as do my counterpartners also work at a news station.
Guess we're counterpartners.
Chris Mertens, he's my counterpartner in editing when we're at work. You want me to do that over since you coughed? I'm an editor.
There's going to be a lot of that.
Yeah, no. Chris has a little bit of a tickle in his throat, so just beware.
Hey-o!
And our special guest host today is Mr. Alex Laurie.
Woo! All right, if you ever want me to do another one of these again, you can't keep using the word counterpartner.
That's a stipulation.
This is not Scrabble.
I'm going to file my responses.
No, look, if I'm going to be a part of this, it has to be like a legitimate thing where the word counterpartner is not recognized.
You're my counterpart.
That's what you were thinking of.
That's probably what I was thinking.
There's a partner and there's a counterpart.
Okay, so what do you do?
Counterpartner makes.
Continue.
The point is, right, what you failed to mention is that we all work at a news station. I'm a director, unlike the editors here, which means, you know, I don't know as much of the film stuff, but I will say.
Doesn't that mean that you basically sleep until the show starts while we're working?
Most days. But the point is, I am educated. I have a Bachelor's of Arts degree in the humanities, so I will serve as honorary arts critic, what have you. I'm also a music school dropout, so I claim authority.
We're here, we're going to be talking about everything around the world, media, TV, movie.
Current events.
And past events.
At large.
Yeah. It is a podcast, it's not radio. We're going to be talking about a lot of good stuff that you guys probably don't want to hear, but it'll probably be funny. So where are we starting today?
Jeez, where are we starting? Well, I saw a few days ago a shitty little movie called Clash of the Titans.
Right.
And that was a dog turd.
Apparently someone decided that it's a good idea to remake the worst movies of all time.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Was the best.
Do it. But no, the movie was, it was really bad. It was a hollow experience. Some of the special effects were nice, but I mean, you know, that doesn't make for a good movie. And I guess what they tried to end up doing was, I guess maybe they realized how bad the movie was, so at the very last minute, they decided to quickly convert it into 3D.
Yeah.
But
they
didn't shoot it as 3D.
Right.
So
it's a selling point. Right. So, right, the studio decided, okay, look, Avatar did great all of a sudden.
Exactly.
This movie was probably shot
awesome
before
Wonderland.
Avatar came out.
I mean, I didn't see it. I had an opportunity to see a kind of an advanced screening, and I was trying to get in the 3D showing, and ironically enough, the cutoff point was like 4 or 5 people in front of me, and they were like, we're sorry, you're gonna have to see 2D, and everyone in the line went, oh, shit!
But
and
see,
so,
I heard this movie's actually enjoyable in 2D.
It is,
yeah,
it's,
I
mean,
I
visually,
well,
it is very arresting. I mean, it's a bullshit movie,
the
but...
But when you're paying $16 to go see a 3D movie, in your mind, everyone's worried about
I know
the
exactly
money.
What they did. There's a scene with a very large scorpion with claws that keeps snapping at the main character.
Which
that's
seems amazing.
This is not the crab. The crab monster. There's also a crab.
There's a scorpion. It's a scorpion.
I just made the crab thing up.
There is a very retarded character in the movie who looks like a angry retard kind of.
Wait, he gives a shit.
An angry retard.
No, he's all like weird.
He's an angry retard. Oh.
And at one point, he's such a badass, and he's taking on all these soldiers, and they can't fight him. But one guy chops his hand clean off. His blood starts dripping into the sand.
Badass.
So he's like bleeding. He's bleeding out of his wrist.
It's like
and it's the blood's hitting
army.
The sand, and then these huge scorpions are emerging out of the sand, and they have to keep fighting the scorpions. It's ridiculous, but I'm assuming with the 3D, that's where they were like, oh, we'll make the claws snap towards
right. But
towards
so, what I understand about the 3D in this movie is that it's so bad that, like, focus is constantly off. You can't produce the entire depth of field in focus at once. Like, it's impossible
probably
to do
gives
that.
You a headache.
Yeah. But the point is, the sad part about this is that if this becomes the industry standard for 3D, or really, there is no industry standard at the moment, and so if this is what people are going to associate current 3D technology with, it could ruin the technology.
Mm-hmm. And that's what James Cameron said. He said, if this starts, you know, if this is going to be half-ass, it's going to turn into what it was in the 50s. When
and
started 80s. Doing,
right,
in the 80s, when
times,
we start doing
yeah.
3D, it's just going to be like,
That sucks, though, because
it'll turn into a way to make B-movies.
I mean, I don't know. Exactly. How did you guys, I mean, this is a longer discussion, but it doesn't need to be, but how did you guys feel about Avatar? Were you impressed?
3D was amazing.
Yeah.
That's why.
Well, of course, it looked great.
Yeah.
It looked great, and so
I got
I mean,
my money's worth for the 3D. I
right.
was fine with paying
and so it sucks
money.
That he made such a huge, it feels like he, I mean, he spent 4 years in production doing that.
We're
and
talking
so,
about
like,
4 years
trying to
four
it.
Months.
How much does this suck for him? Like, he spends 4 years of his life, he's trying to do this, he's trying to make it perfect, he comes out, everyone fucking loves it, he gets all these amazing awards, all this stuff's going on, and then and then he's like walking past his local mall or whatever, and he sees Clash of the Titans.
James Cameron goes to a local mall?
Hey, yeah, he goes to the local mall.
I think he has people.
And they call him Jim. Everyone calls him Jim.
No, only his friends fucking call him Jim.
He walks up to the box office and he goes, give me the huge, and he goes, you got it, Jim, and then they give him the ticket to Clash of the Titans.
What's the huge? The huge is Clash of the Titans? The huge is a large popcorn and freaking
whatever
gummy bear.
Whatever the turkey in a Mountain Dew.
Exactly.
It's a beef turkey in a Mountain Dew, yes.
The gist is, I mean, I read an article today.
My head hurts.
About, a debate that has recently been sparked up, saying that pornography is, you know, bad for families and it gives males a false sense of female sexuality and a false set of pretenses.
Well,
the point is,
I'm sure that when you're having sex with your wife, you've been married for 40 years, she's not wearing 9-inch high heels and, you know...
She's not?
No.
Well, right, that's why
our view of women becomes so skewed.
Serves a function, right? I mean, it's not unhealthy to need, whatever, an outlet or a change of pace or whatever. I mean, I'm not married, for God's sake. We're all fucking 20-something-year-old guys, so it's a little bit weird for us to... It's not like we have an objective standpoint, per se. But the point is, you know, if pornography does anything to males' perception, then you can say the same thing about romance novels.
We can say the same thing about any movies in general.
Lifetime movies. Mm-hmm. Movies in general. This is always killed. This is one of my problems with romantic comedies in general. I had to watch the movie Hitch for a college class. For fucking college, I'd watch this movie. I know, trust me. It was painful. And I walk out of this movie thinking...
That was
like,
damn good. That's what you were thinking.
This is amazing.
I walked out of that movie thinking, like, this is why men can never please women. Because in this movie, like, he sets up this ridiculous date with this chick where, like, he takes her out to
Ellis Island to meet
her she didn't even, like, know her family history, and he, like, figures it all out and tells it. It's ridiculous.
That doesn't happen?
The point is, women can't be satisfied. And shit like that.
That's a good...
There goes our women!
Do you really think women give a shit about anything?
No, here's a question. It's a little bit of a detour, but do the fantasies go too far on both sides of the fence that the expectations become unrealistic, therefore we can't have... Like, for example, porn. All the girls, you know, super hot, super hot, super hot, and then you start looking at kind of just normal women, and then you're just not, they're not good enough, but they should be good enough, and you're all fucked up in the head because
that's like saying,
you watch
I'm
going to
watch
porn.
Die Hard 1, 2, 3, and 4, and my life's not going to be good enough, I'm going to kill myself because I can't fly out of motorcycles and go into helicopters. It's the film world.
If you're not watching porn, what are you watching?
What am I watching?
Yeah.
Television?
Yeah.
No porn on TV, unfortunately. But there are a lot of good television shows out right now.
Nice segue.
I was going to say, one of your favorite shows, because this is a show I've always hated, and I love the fact that you guys have come around, and for some reason now it's lame, but go.
Okay, let me just say
that...
24.
You ruined it, but I was going to do the big reveal. Jack Bauer is the end-all, to-be-all action star, right? He is of TV.
Agreed.
Of TV. He is the man, right? And he gets away with these ridiculous... He's wearing designer jeans.
Love it.
He has a man purse.
Love it. Satchel.
Yeah,
satchel.
You love it. It's a satchel. But, like, it doesn't matter. It's the magic man purse because it gets him out of every situation. He unlocks doors. He can hack computers.
Well, why not watch fucking MacGyver then?
I mean, it's the same fucking thing. Exactly.
Watch MacGyver. That shit is so old.
Okay, it was the man.
So here's the thing. I will concede that the plot of 24 every single season is totally ridiculous. No one can get anywhere in any of these cities, LA, Manhattan, New York, within 10 minutes. All of it's bullshit. But,
but
I have to say,
you've watched it every fucking season.
I have watched it every fucking season, and it is one of the most electrifying, like, nervous, tense shows I've ever seen in my life. I'm a humongous fan, but I gotta say, this past season, the season it's on right now, is terrible. Terrible.
Big sigh. Me and Chris argue about this quite a bit.
I'm now hanging out with Alex on the other side of the fence. The Haters Club.
The Haters Club. You're arguing that it's the same thing, but the last 7 seasons have been the same. You're like, oh, there's a terrorist.
Yeah,
they're going to give him immunity. Why
no,
now? Why hate
it
now?
It feels like this season is it's as if 24 was making fun of itself. They went, what can we do that's the most generic bullshit? Like, for example,
but
I
that's
had,
all the show's ever been. It's
exactly.
Such boilerplate.
So how can you hate
it's
it now?
It's boilerplate, like, crap action. It's so generic. The dialogue is retarded. He's, I mean, yeah, he's like this invincible dude who
he
knows how to
shot
do
this
and
season,
save
spoiler
everyone.
Alert.
Yeah, and survive. So there you go.
The storyline's a weak.
He's Jack Bauer.
The plot is generic.
And it's
everything
Kiefer Sutherland.
Is
it's not even like it's somebody who like looks tough like right off the bat. It's
oh,
fucking
are you kidding
Kiefer's
me? Lost Boys for
fucking
Life.
Flatliners.
Do you realize? Wait, I need to stand up for Kiefer for a second.
Right.
Here. Do you realize that true story? Kiefer Sutherland was driving down Sunset Boulevard. He saw three kids. They were doing a. They were filming a movie, but they were acting like they were mugging this old lady.
Heard
you heard about that?
I did not.
Kiefer Sutherland pulls off the side of the road, driving his black SUV.
Well,
of course, he gets out and he starts pummeling these two
Where's
kids.
The camera?
They're shooting a movie. The camera's across the street. They have footage of Kiefer Sutherland beating the shit out of their friends. And the guy's running across the street. He's screaming like, "We're making a movie! Oh my god!" And Kiefer realizes that the old woman that he's protecting is a kid wearing a wig and like a shawl or whatever.
He's Jack Bauer.
Yeah,
all the time.
He's when he walks off set, he's still saving the day, baby. That's how it works.
Okay, that's why.
Honestly,
Jack Bauer's
and here's well, okay. That show sucks because it does all these. It tries to do all these stupid production techniques to make it interesting, like the fucking. Quad boxes and
what's wrong with
boxes.
The quad box?
Unnecessary. Okay,
unnecessary.
No,
I
want
to know what's going on in more than one place at one time.
No, fuck that. Because they'll
it's
do
search
it with
screen, baby.
Two people like having a conversation with each other, and then you just get two boxes of like shit happening.
You can naturally choose who you want.
Exactly.
Come on.
Amazing. Yes. Boom. Bam. Boom.
Well, then why has every other television show up until 24 been able to tell me a story with multiple things going on, but not just show me everything?
Let me just do some characters for this new season right now. Do you know who I'm talking about? CTU. I call him Papa Bear. He's the black guy running CTU.
Yeah,
he's got a hunchback.
Of course.
He's always looking down. He's always I call him Papa Bear. We all call him Papa Bear because he's always leaning over. He's got that deep like voice. He's like he runs the show. He doesn't know what the hell's going on. Then we've got the President Hassan, the guy from Slumdog Millionaire. His hair is ridiculous. It looks like he's got 8 cans of hairspray. His hair is like 8 feet tall.
Let me just
his daughter, something. All she says is "Father, father, father." That's all I hear.
All those complaints are very.
Are these complaints? I don't even know what's going on.
Yeah, I'm nitpicking.
Okay.
I really don't like it though.
I thought you were telling me why.
Chris is having a heart attack, so we're gonna switch topics.
Sorry,
to,
I got a little nit.
Something we mentioned a few minutes ago: the iPad.
Oh.
And no, not that pad.
I've got two roommates who have pre-ordered the iPad.
Anyways.
Well, it's funny that you say that because that's the only thing I can actually see myself using one for. I would actually. It would be
Wait.
A reason for me to have a newspaper subscription, which I don't have at the moment.
So you want
to
pay $500?
No, I don't want to. The point is I'm not going to buy one. I don't see a need for one. If you have an iPhone, you basically have that niche already filled for yourself.
When the iPad was announced, what was your general... I mean, were you just like, immediately, you were like, that's his bullshit. Or
no.
Were you like,
well,
that seems kind
of
cool.
No,
I
of course I heard it out.
Until I found out there was no USB...
Right?
No, I mean,
well,
no multitasking. That's the biggest issue right there.
It runs on 3G, which is bullshit.
Which is bullshit. It's a fucking big
phone.
But
the point is, if I'm going to watch something on a screen for an extended period of time, I'm not about to hold it with both my hands or stare down at my lap for 20 to 30 minutes.
Exactly. You're going to hold it out in front of you.
No reason to do that, yeah. I mean, so if I'm watching a video that's 5 minutes long or whatever, I guess it serves its purpose.
Yeah,
there,
but that's
what
your phone's for.
Thank you.
It's
that's
like this weird. It's a weird combination
really?
Of tablet and netbook, and but
right.
It's not either.
And
if
I,
it were a true laptop in touchscreen, flat screen format like it is, then that would be worth getting.
With USB ports, with a huge hard drive, with multitasking is the worst part. How do you not? You can't listen to. I mean,
the only thing I can say that is positive about the iPad is that. You know, I looked at it and I went, what's going on the iPad that I can't do right now on my iPhone?
Right.
And the only thing that I could kind of agree on was the fact that when someone sends me a PDF or a script or, I'm trying to read a book or text or something, you can skim through stuff on your phone and it's kind of okay to kind of look, but you start to get ahead. You can't really read
right. Exactly.
Intense.
What,
and
you
so
have
on
the
iPad,
phone on
I mean,
you all
you've got,
the time,
you've got
though.
This nice clear screen where you can kind of... I could see that it could be useful maybe if it was not a personal thing, but more like you have it at your job and you're walking through and you're going through documents and you're organizing stuff, but there's no multitasking.
Right, so if you're somebody who's supposed to walk around with a clipboard all
and
day,
exactly.
Out, but
and
yeah,
it only
like
runs
Papa
on Wi-Fi,
Bear
right?
From 24.
Only Wi-Fi, right?
Or 3G, it depends which one you buy. Yeah, the best one runs on both.
But you can have like a, it's like a phone
the
service.
One only runs on Wi-Fi, but yes, you pay for like a $10 a month.
So you can have internet wherever you want.
I feel like it feels handicapped right out of the box in that
yeah,
the second
course.
One's just going to be sick, but the first one is just, it's like a test or a beta
yeah.
or something. Like it,
yeah.
it's not worth
it. If it was openable, I would rather have a keyboard
totally,
and looking
yeah.
up at a screen than looking down
I
like
mean,
this.
It's not
that
a computer.
You're typing like a keyboard, but it's the touch screen. That looked pretty cool.
But I heard everyone who's used it, all the pre-users, said that it kills your hands because you're typing downwards on the screen.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like
you're
like this.
Because you can't rest your hands.
Yeah, you can't
touch.
Rest your hand because it touch. So you're like
mm-hmm.
dancing your fingers
good
on
point.
The keyboard like it's like a piano.
So... Consensus, yeah, iPad, you own one. It was given to you. Whatever. Where is it in your house?
You really?
Bathroom.
It's in the bathroom.
It's in the bathroom.
And where does it stay?
My bed. It's basically either a porn machine or a shit machine.
Wait,
that was Alex's
comment.
Is that
not the same machine that you watched porn on while you
shit? It's not one of the
we
same.
We can do our business while he does his business.
I'm confused. What a shit machine actually has.
It's not a toilet. That's
shit.
Sure.
Yeah.
It's
where is it in your house?
I mean, I would like to eat off of it, actually, so I could watch.
On
like
the front
it,
of
it can
that.
Be updated. Oh, the front, because I'm going to catch up on my TV
every
yes.
week.
So you just spread chips all over it.
Yeah.
While you're eating, you're seeing more
and
of the picture.
Plastic
it's like a puzzle.
I feel like I would just want, I would use it to watch, you know, it's a rainy day, you make some hot cocoa, curl up in bed, watch a movie right there.
But
right.
even so,
just curl up on your bed.
15 minutes into it, you're going to be like, I don't know how to fucking hold it.
Exactly. What, you
yeah.
put it against the pillow?
Because it keeps sliding.
Yeah.
Whatever. I mean,
it's
I,
like,
I can't read a book for more than 10 minutes without being like, how can I just
well,
stand this
I don't know if you,
and pulling
I don't know if you noticed,
like,
but every single video showing you professional, I'll quote, professional use of the iPad, everyone's reclining. I don't know if you noticed this. Everyone's reclining. They have their feet
on their
up,
knees.
And it's
on
their
knees.
Knees or
who
thighs.
Does that, though?
I can't look into my... I can't stare into my own lap for 10 minutes. I mean, that hurts my neck. Come on.
I don't know.
Here's the other bit.
I thing. Like that using the iPad, they make it... They market it like, you're always relaxed.
Mm-hmm.
That's the way you use
yes.
the iPad. Always
maybe
relaxed.
On the shitter. That's it, though. You're at work. What, are you going to relax
yeah,
in your chair and
relax.
Put your legs
put
up?
Put your legs up on your desk and try and... Look at the
you'd
iPad.
You'd be the coolest boss in the world.
Yeah, right?
I wonder how glary this
but
thing
it doesn't
is,
even
like,
run.
You can't.
It doesn't even run Flash. I mean, like the iPhone. I mean, what's the fucking point? If you can't
it's
surf
2010.
The internet without
seriously.
Flash.
Can't run Flash?
Come on.
Come on.
Kiss my ass.
Yeah. So, I guess the verdict is a waste of money.
Waste of money, indeed. It's not getting edited out.
Right.
we'll
cut that out
at all.
Post-pro.
Yeah, there's no... This
fix
is
it on the computer.
I'll fix it on my iPad.
Yo.
That was a Chinese AO.
Hey,
oh,
yo. You're racist.
I'm not, and I am.
And sexist.
You know, we want to do a thing on this show, and I can say that as the special guest.
Yeah,
that,
you can.
Where we mention, we give honorable mentions to news stories, being that we work at a news station that have crossed our what have you in the past week or so. That
crossed
you know,
our what have you.
Yeah, that we've been given attention to, that are just kind of, you know, interesting.
We manipulate it as editors. You see it the way we want you to see
I
it.
I take it to air.
Yes.
But so, we had a woman in Orlando this past week who robbed, I think it was two separate banks, because she said it was on her bucket list. And the kicker is she wasn't even dying.
Exactly. That's the best part.
She just wanted to get...
There was no reason for her to do it. No reason for her to do it now. No reason. She didn't even take money. She didn't want money. She just wanted to go
the
into a bank with a gun, right? Just,
where was I? Was I were, like, sick or something?
You never pay attention to anything at work.
That's true. I just cut. I'm like,
you
I
just
don't know
cut.
What's going
ah,
on.
It's people. It's a bank.
It's a bank. So, okay, wait. So she's not sick.
Nope.
It's on her bucket list. Mind. She doesn't. Did she hurt anyone?
No.
She didn't take any money. I would love to see. You know what? I feel like it's 2010. All banks get robbed all the time.
Yeah.
You don't think that should happen as much as it does, but
it does.
It does. And I think every window should have some type of little mini camera, little mini camera combo, so that whenever banks get robbed, you can always see the interaction. So I want to see the guy who walks up and doesn't have shit. He doesn't have a gun or anything. He's got like a like the George Clooney. What's that movie where he's got just a magic marker or something, and he's trying to play it off like he's got a gun out
up,
of sight,
up in the air.
No, I think it's an out of sight. I could be completely
it's
wrong.
Good, way better than the
people listening
level.
Are like,
it's
what
serious.
A tard. Love to hear.
Can we stop and have a discussion about out of sight?
Sure.
It's a good movie.
That is good.
I think it's better than the Ocean's 11 series. It's like Soderbergh before the... Anyway, I just want to mention that. Cause it's
that movie is amazing. It has a, has
I've never
the,
seen it.
Except
the scene
for
where he's, okay. The scene where he's having the conversation with her in the skylight. They're like having dinner against that. It's like glass on the other side. They're overlooking the city. And it's like doing this crossfade thing where it's it's them while they're talking at dinner, but they're also having sex, but it's like, it's crossfading.
Oh, yeah.
It's an amazing...
They're having dinner and sex at the same time?
Anyway, we're easily sidetracked here. By the mention of a...
What were we talking about?
We're kind of on news movies, or news stories.
News stories.
Okay,
gotcha.
So, that's kind of crazy bucket list. What else?
Well, my question about the bucket list bank robber chick is...
Did she see the movie?
That's a good question.
That's probably...
Is that the question I want to get? She had no fucking clue what a bucket list was before.
She had already done skydiving with Morgan Freeman. That was checked off.
What was before robbing a bank, though? Wouldn't that be at the end of your list?
Because you might get shot?
Exactly. You might go to jail for life.
Why is that even on the list? What do you get out of that? Is there just like so much thrill involved?
It's an adrenaline. Thelma and Louise, you know.
Disease.
Yeah. But if something like that were going to be on my bucket list, it would be like a like heist style... Like, you have to drill underground and then blow up the charges in the middle of the night.
And you need six eclectic teammates from different backgrounds.
A couple have
speaking
accents.
Of Soderbergh.
Maybe Seth Green. Maybe Seth Green is one of them.
Wow. Seth Green?
Yeah, sure.
What? Seth Green?
What's
terrible?
What
dude?
Is his skill?
If you're going to
choose first
anyone,
of all,
Jack Bauer's going to be on my fucking team. That's for damn sure.
Other than having
I was making an obscure reference to two things. One, he's in Mass Effect and he's amazing. And he's got brittle bones.
He's
in
got
Mass
brittle
Effect.
Bones. In
Mass
Effect.
Yeah, in Mass
so
Effect.
Because of his character in a video game,
right,
you're choosing
sure.
him on your team.
Listen.
For your bucket list.
No, but he was also in the Italian job. He was in the Italian job, right? Just what's give me something on your bucket list.
What's on my bucket list?
Sure, yeah. You have cancer.
Go.
Taking a dump down the Grand Canyon. Always wanted to do that. And
in the canyon? Or
in the canyon.
Cliff, like
oh, no, obviously not. I'm not going to go
down
the
bottom.
What if
it was an awkward thing where...
Well, because if you go down the bottom, you can shit in the river, and then God knows where it ends up. That's kind of a cool
That's
thought.
Cool. I shit in the Grand
what
Canyon.
What if you tried to do it over the edge?
That's what I'm talking about.
You didn't go far enough, and it awkwardly just hit and started sliding, and it slid for hours?
I would
like,
still cross it off my bucket
list.
Have
you ever been to the Grand Canyon? It's fucking huge.
I've never been to the Grand Canyon.
It is. It is.
Florida is the westest I've ever been.
By the way, I just want to mention, I usually hate it in podcasts when they talk about what they're drinking, but I feel that it's important to say that I am drinking Sapporo.
And then you were raised in Japan?
Raised in Japan, 18 years, and I'm drinking Japanese beer, courtesy Alex Larry. Thank you.
You're welcome.
I'm drinking Captain Coke and
okay.
also
oh, wait.
Miller High Life.
Completely random, Justified. Have you watched Justified?
I have watched Justified.
Okay, so this show... Timothy Olyphant, first of all, born to be a cowboy.
Who is Timothy Olyphant? Explain that.
Okay, Timothy Olyphant is...
Don't fucking say Hitman either.
Well, no. Hitman is terrible. But...
Say his last name again for me.
Oh, I say...
No, just say, how do you say it?
I say
Olyphant.
And I say Olyphant.
He says Olyphant? That's good enough, because I say Olyphant, but I heard on a promo somebody pronounce it... Let me try to remember this
one. Olyphant?
Olyphant.
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 I didn't hear that on FX, I think, I
thought.
I just think of the word elephant and throw an O on.
How about
I think of the Tolkien.
How about
the beast?
So do I. A Tolkien. Is that a word now? Tolkien? A Tolkienist.
We're getting sidetracked. Justified.
Justified.
So, Olyphant.
Timio.
I'm just calling him Tim. So,
you can't call him Tim.
He was in a good little TV show called Deadwood. Which was fucking amazing.
It was amazing.
I'm embarrassingly drawing blanks here.
Scream 2, baby.
I
Real
mean,
next
look,
door.
The guy doesn't have the best body of work in the world. Scream
right.
2.
Scream
2
is awesome.
Die Hard. Live Free or Die Hard.
That was,
yes, that was the perfect
no,
getaway.
Like
no,
crazy.
The perfect getaway. And that movie is a piece of dog shit. It is terrible.
That's not his fault.
Any movie that wants to be an Eli Roth production, it isn't.
And just recently in the zombie thing that they tried to pass off that it wasn't zombies. The Crazies. Which is terrible.
That's right. And he also plays a lawman in that.
He's always a lawman. But, so let's just say this right off the bat. Timothy Olyphant has the best cowboy swagger present day. I'll just say that, present day.
Well,
it's amazing.
It's a very Clint Eastwood-esque approach to acting. Because, for the very same reason that Eastwood does, I mean, he doesn't have a great range as an actor. He's not the best actor. And don't get me wrong, I like him. I tend to like him in anything I've seen him in. But he's not really the best actor. He's great at seeming pissed off and trying to hold it back, which is whatever good character
is. Barely having
played.
A smile 90%
He walks
of the
that
time.
Way in Die Hard when his character doesn't call for it. I think he just naturally walks that way. I'll just say that.
Maybe he is just pissed off in life
he's
and he's
off.
Trying to hold
so,
it back.
So, my only problem with the first episode was I thought that they made the rednecks like a little too stupid. Like they just made them feel they were a little.
That's how they
no,
are,
but
though.
I mean, I thought I didn't realize how episodic the show was going to become, and I thought that those were going to kind of be the. Like the main enemies of the show,
which they
and I was like,
the
if these guys are as dumb as they are in the pilot, in the second episode, they could just take their whole ring down.
They weren't that dumb. They were just ignorant, basically.
Yeah.
They're ignorant ass.
They're fucking criminals.
Racist.
I mean, there's a point to where criminals get too dumb for their own good, right? Like the guy pulls the fucking shotgun.
Like they have
in
no
the first
opposition.
Episode,
yeah.
And even while he's pulling the shotgun on, he's shitting his pants because Oliphant, he knows Oliphant's, you know, got him.
It's a little slower.
But it's Kentucky, too. I mean, like, you know, it's part of the fun of the show is, like, how dumb the guys he's putting away. Sure. At least those characters that are set up in the first episode.
Just a little concerned about how episodic it's become. I just want to say that.
And I call it a vital concern. But I actually that's kind of what I like about it, because you don't have shows like that these days. I mean, that's so, like, it's so Columbo. It's so, like, kind of Matlock to me.
Yeah.
And, like, although it feels a little cheesy at times, it's kind of cool, too. I don't know. It kind of reminds me of, like, TV shows I used to watch when I was growing up.
Exactly. It's not really cookie cutter. You know, how, like, Law and Order is and everything. It's not like that cookie cutter. It's just different. You know, it's like single episodes, like Supernatural does. It's kind of like just, you know, single story episodes with one underlining story.
But even so, you get, you know, you get little pieces
of
storylines.
Like his father, etc. Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, I think the show's got a lot of potential. And we should mention that it is a, the main character of that show is based on an Elmore Leonard character, he being a famous novelist.
Indeed.
Red Dead Redemption.
Speaking of cowboys. And Chris's
obsession.
Love of video games.
I am so excited.
Chris is Mr. Video Game. If Alex is Mr. Music.
Yeah.
Which Chris, I would never call myself.
I am also ashamed.
Why would you call yourself, hey, I'm Mr. Music, nice to meet you.
No, okay, so May, I don't know when it's coming out. It keeps getting delayed. May 18th, 19th, I think. 19th. Something, yeah, 19th. Rockstar, GTA, plus Wild Wild West equals, but not the movie with Will Smith, because
no,
that is a
terrible
piece of shit.
Look at.
Yeah.
Wow.
no, but it's just, yeah, it's this wide, free, sandbox, open roaming kind of game where you can just be a badass, basically. I guess they have that morality thing where you can just kill everybody and be crazy, or you can do the nice thing. And
yeah. Who
whatever.
Wants to do that,
yeah, who wants to do that? So, I'm excited for it. It looks amazing. I showed you the trailer. You crapped all over your chair.
It's true. I did crap all over my chair. It was kind of gross.
Has yet to be clean.
I'm actually sitting in
that's why
that very chair
you
right
know.
Now.
Is that really where that's coming from? That's
cool. Oddly enough, I was outside walking my dog, and my dog doesn't
that is
like
frothy.
My
Cheers.
Piss was not frothy.
Cheers.
I was taking a piss outside with my dog, as I do. As I do, I take a piss outside with my dog because my dog likes to
I think that's
have a
hilarious because I get a visual of one pee stream going and a smaller pee stream going.
In tandem kind of thing?
Yeah, not really. I have to start and then he'll look at me,
oh,
he'll give me, he'll
that's
do
adorable.
The, and then he'll start peeing.
That
I
is
swear
adorable.
To God.
So they're so intuitive like that.
What yeah. time is it? Where are you?
This was
come
about
on, this,
this,
is
was
a
an,
good
this
story.
Was an hour and a half ago. We were waiting for Alex to come with a beer, you know.
And it's what time?
And it's, you know, it's 12, it was late. It's dark outside. I think I'm alone. Spoiler alert, I start peeing, my dog start peeing. My neighbor walks out, end of story basically, looks at me. I can't stop midstream. It's tough. I can't pinch.
Did you wave?
I did give him a little
stop
bit of a wave.
You have to.
I just put my hand
neighbors.
Up like, hey, hi, neighbor.
There's no other way to
exactly.
greet a neighbor.
It was dark, so I'm not sure if he could see anything, but there was loud. There wasn't any kind of noise outside besides for my urine going on crackling leaves. And I looked down
wow.
at the dog, and the dog wasn't peeing
even,
anymore,
even
and I
when
still
you're
was.
By yourself, it's an embarrassing noise. You're like, oh, God, I'm peeing somewhere
right?
I shouldn't be
exactly.
peeing right
that's
now.
Why I always pee on the side of the toilet.
I like that
well,
you have
why
a
you
perfectly
have to, like,
functioning house, and you're peeing outside.
I'm there, the dog's peeing, I want to help the dog out.
Normally, people let the dog pee, they go inside, they pee in the bathroom.
I had to go, and I knew we were going to do the podcast, and I didn't want to forget.
I think you just like peeing outside.
I
dogs.
Do love peeing outside. I don't have to flush.
Especially with dogs.
I don't have to wash my hands.
Mm. I'm walking out of work tonight.
You're walking out.
And there's like a squirrel right by this tree in the parking lot.
This better be good.
This
it's not
good.
Good. I didn't say it was good.
Why are you telling me that?
And I'm walking past the squirrel and I give him like one of these. I'm like, give him like a little squirrel
sure.
communique.
I can't make that
is that
noise.
How they talk to each other?
Freaked him out.
Really?
Yeah, no, he totally thought I was one of him.
You were probably speaking squirrel talk
yeah,
and you went,
hey,
fuck you!
Fucking noise.
I'm gonna fucking
that's
rape
all I
you.
Know. And that's the only thing I know how to say.
Is I'm gonna fucking rape
is,
you? That's
yeah.
the only squirrel talk you know?
The point is,
he freaked out.
It got him. No, he was convinced. Because he like fucking twisted out of me. He spun around and was like staring me down and I kept doing it and he wouldn't leave me alone. Like he was on his way up the tree. When I was walking past, and I'm just giving a little, and he was like, "Holy shit! What? What is it? What's going on? What do you have to tell me?" Like he was,
"What do you have to tell me?" Here's where your story falls apart. What if you went clucka clucka cluck? He probably would still turn around. And
no,
that's not
well, I don't choose to believe that. But the more embarrassing part is that someone we work with, Cindy Kelly, saw me doing this, and she's—I mean, she's the head of it. She's a manager, for God's sake. So, in you know, in the hopes of saving some face, I just kind of drew her attention to.
Sure.
I was like, this squirrel is completely enthralled by me,
right?
And she said something that I didn't hear, but I like agreed with. I don't know what the fuck.
You can
tell
the squirrels.
It's not a great story.
Oh, the
squirrel. So here's a story. I don't know if it's good or not, but it took me by surprise. College situation. Just graduated. Lived with roommates. Three roommates. We're in a house. No big whoop. And so I wake up. It's like 8 o'clock in the morning. I hear clanging, banging. I hear all these different noises. I don't know what the hell's going on. I open my bedroom door, and there is this, like, 300-pound woman yielding a mop.
Yielding?
Yielding it.
Can't you just say holding?
Wielding or yielding?
Wielding.
Yielding. She's like, go ahead, mop. You can
I get those words confused. And so she's wielding this mop, and she's sliding it into towards my door where my feet are. And I'm like, oh, excuse me. And I back up. I don't know who this woman is. I thought we were getting robbed for a second. I didn't know what was going on.
Give me all your money.
And
she holds a mop.
Exactly.
That's racist.
And so I come out and I just notice that all of her furniture is turned over. Everything is all the carpets
she
are gone.
She stole your carpets.
There's this guy who walks by. He's got his little iPod ears in. 16-year-old kid. He walks by. He's like, hey, what's up? He just keeps going. I'm like, what the hell's going on?
Who's this kid?
I know. He's her helper. So then I come out, I'm like, excuse me, what's happening? Hello, I live here. And I didn't sound like that either.
Hello,
and
what's
hello,
happening?
Hello, what's happening? And so she's like, oh, I'm Winita. Literally. And I'm like, why, who, what, what's happening? Who are you? And she's like, I'm the housekeeper. And as far as I know, we do not have a housekeeper, and I don't know what's going on. But sure enough, she's doing a great job. The house looks spotless.
So you just shut up.
So I turn left. I go into my bathroom. Bathroom's spotless. My bathroom's been cleaned. I'm a guy, so I don't clean my. How often do you clean your bathroom?
You get hair everywhere.
Every day, ladies. no, but
Chris Martin.
So I'm just kind of taken aback that we suddenly have this like housekeeper, and I guess apparently one of my roommates. I found out later one of my roommates had just hired a housekeeper and like didn't tell anybody. Like apparently that's not common knowledge that should be known amongst roommates. Hey, by the way, someone's gonna be cleaning your
and she's gonna be a 300
right,
pound woman
pounds.
Named Juanita.
Juanita, and if
she's
that
gonna
name,
yield them up.
Could that name be any more stereotypical? I mean,
that's racist right there.
Is it though?
No, not really. Juanita.
So that was
odd. Is she still cleaning your house?
She cleans my house every 2 weeks. On the dot, same time, wakes me up, and they clean my bathroom where they...
Yeah, I was about to say, does she make you breakfast?
She doesn't, but the cleaning
Buenos
lady,
Rangeros.
Juanita, her technique of cleaning the bathroom is not so much to clean as it is to completely empty and eviscerate. Thus, I walk into my bathroom, all my worldly possessions, my rug, everything that's in there, everything is gone. It's an empty bathroom.
Wait, so you keep your worldly possessions in your bathroom? That's a bigger problem.
Oh, my worldly... I keep everything
no,
in my bathroom.
I'm just saying.
Does anybody have possessions that aren't worldly?
That's
no,
true.
I just it's just toothbrush, toothpaste, gel, and all... You know,
those are your
shaver.
Worldly
no,
possessions?
No, those are my bath... Okay, let me clarify. Bathroom items.
Okay,
bathroom
that's a big
items,
difference.
Big difference.
You don't put your bathroom items in the
Listen,
safe at a hotel.
It's all gone. And it's hidden. It's hidden every time. It's sometimes it's under the sink. Sometimes it's out in the kitchen. Sometimes it's in a basket.
You gotta get rid of it before you can clean it.
I always have to put everything back. So every 2 weeks, it's like, where's Waldo? I gotta find all my shit, so I can you know.
That's
wash my
always
hair.
The deal with cleaning people though, because they don't know where you like your stuff.
Excuse me.
That's why they just steal it.
Exactly. So you don't have to worry about finding it. They're doing you a favor.
Every time I put something back, there's something missing that I never notice.
Exactly.
It's a little game we play.
It's a little game.
You and me, Juanita.
Hide Chris's stuff. Juanita 1, Chris 0.
So I thought that was kind of crazy.
It is kind of crazy. I want a maid.
Not as exciting as skydiving, but...
Which Chris has skydove before.
I have done that. How does that make you feel that
What's
I've done
What's the past tense of skydiving?
Skydove.
Skydove?
Sure. That's how long it's been.
I skydove today. Just did a little bit of skydoving.
Skydove twice last year?
I skydove
oh,
this morning.
Oh, yeah. Time to sharken another beer.
Sharking another beer?
Oh, it's nice and frothy.
So this is our first podcast. We're getting back to the basics real quick.
Do you mean you've run out of ideas and now you're going to recycle?
No idea recycle.
Bringing it back around.
Bringing it back to the beginning. No, we're going to have a bunch more of these, hopefully all the time. Alex will probably be funnier next time.
What?
Chris will probably be louder.
We welcome Chris's
louder
feedback.
Yeah, right. Louder.
Post comments and let us know if it was a complete waste of time.
It probably was for most people.
I think no one's really listening at this point.
We're hoping this is going to be something you'll listen to and enjoy. On behalf of Mr. Chris Mertens and Mr.
I've never
Alex,
seen Clockwork Orange.
Chris, also, he's never seen Clockwork Orange and he's a film student, so let's save that for next time. Let me go back to on the behalf of part. Mm-hmm. On the behalf of myself, Max Labella, Mr. Music, a.k.a. Alex Laurie, or the other way around, and Mr. Video Game, a.k.a. Chris Mertens. We thank you for listening, and we hope that you have enjoyed this useless talking to.